The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers.
National championships, confederation championships, world championships, major professional events. For over three decades, he has been there for many of the sport's greatest moments. And now he brings you even closer to the movers and shakers in the world of high echelon tournament water skiing. From the founder and creator of the Water Ski Broadcasting Company comes the TWBC Podcast. And now here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Greetings, one and all, and welcome to this latest episode of the TWBC Podcast, recorded in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As the old year passes into history, a lot of people out there are taking stock of what has happened in the year 2020. For some, it has been one of sadness, with some highly revered names in the sport leaving us way too soon. For others, it has presented opportunities to further grow the sport, especially within the realm of mass media. Suffice to say that in these and other cases, 2020 was a challenging year to say the least, and one that has prompted many to reevaluate their ambitions and goals moving forward. Very few things illustrate this more than a person's bucket list. If you're unsure what this is, then check out a movie of the same name that was released in 2007, starring Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. But it's essentially a list of goals to achieve before you leave this earth. A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to talk with some of the world's top water ski athletes and presented each of them with this question: what item or items are on your bucket list? As this is such a personal and thought-provoking question, I'm going to keep this episode short with that one question, answered firstly by Robert Pagosi.
What is left? Jumping out of an airplane?
Okay, skydiving then. So that's so once you've done that, you've done everything.
And breaking the world record. Oh, breaking the world record, winning worlds, and winning masters.
And skydive.
No, there's a bunch of stuff. There's a list. Skydive, scuba dive. I want to do many stuff, I guess. But that's the one that comes to mind right now. But I have a long list.
Okay, excellent. Although I kind of expected you've already done scuba diving, considering that you live on an island.
I know, I keep delaying that. Every year I'm going to do it. This year I want to do it on COVID time, but still didn't do it.
Jacinta Carroll.
My bucket list is to go 200 foot. That's definitely the number one that's left on my bucket list. I'd also like to snow ski in Austria. That's on my bucket list.
Okay. I can definitely gel with the 200 foot, but I didn't know you're that much into snow skiing, or haven't you been snow skiing before at that type of level?
That type of level, like I've snow skied in Australia, but our mountains are pittance compared to what they are in Europe. And I was actually planning on going to Austria this year for a holiday. But then obviously COVID and being not allowed to leave Australia has kind of ruined that.
Benjamin Stadelbauer.
I'd definitely like to go to Alaska once in my life, probably to do some snow skiing, and I've never got the chance to do that yet, so that would be one of them.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty out there, you know. And Alaska's only, a five or six hour flight away?
Yeah, so I mean, it'd be totally doable, but it's something that I've kind of wanted to do since I'm a kid, and just find the right time and the right people to do it with, I think. Would be more of the dilemma right now, but that's something I'd love to go out and do one day. Is just go to Alaska and go ski there. I should just do it, I guess.
Karen Truelove.
I'd like to spend some time traveling to places that are colder. You know, like have some snow skiing trips and do more, like spend more time out, like even out west. National parks. So let's see. I don't know if that's too many answers, but yeah, just like more, just something kind of that the opposite of water skiing. Something, you know, maybe more cold. I mean, as much as I hate the cold weather, I think that I would enjoy just learning about parts of whether it be the US or just the world that, you know, the climate is just generally more cold, because I have tended to avoid those places for most of my life because of skiing.
Adam Saddlemeyer.
I would like to jump out of an airplane, but I have not grown the balls to do so yet.
Okay, that's a good one. Robert Pagosi actually put that one down as well.
Yep, it's definitely something I want to do, but too many responsibilities and too many people depending on me, so we'll see.
Freddie Winter.
My bucket list. I don't know, I don't really subscribe to having a bucket list, because I think that that almost inevitably leads to failure, because you're not going to be able to achieve everything, so I don't want to have that hanging over me that, oh, I didn't achieve this in my life. But things that, you know, if we're talking about water skiing, I mean, I've done a lot of the things that I wanted to do. I mean, I'd like to have a crack at a world record, as far off as that may be. I mean, you know, cutting from one to two at 975 is a huge deal, and cutting from two to three is a really big deal. So I'd like to have a crack at it, and that's got to be an aim. Apart from that, I don't really know, Tony. You know, I want to win all the tournaments I've won again. I want to win all the tournaments I haven't won for the first time, and then again, again, and again. So, yeah.
Igor Morozov.
There is no certain bucket list for me, because it is like this bucket is so big. I mean, there is no reason to even like make. I have an experience, and I can say, oh, I can put it in my bucket list. It's not something in my bucket list that I'm taking out of and trying. So going through life and, you know, doing different things, whenever I do something which, you know, I really like and which inspires me, or I want to try it again, or something which really means a lot to me, I put in this bucket. And I think it's like endless, and hopefully we'll find those things to put in this bucket list until the end of my life, to keep, you know, this interest, and hopefully find new things to be interesting for me as well.
Okay. Like that answer too. That's
so it's limitless to your answer to your question.
Okay, nice. Okay,
Freddy Krueger.
There's a lot of stuff. I want to get down to, I've never been to like a Caribbean island. Want to get down and see something like that, go scuba diving somewhere like that. And I've never been to an NFL football game, so if they ever take fans back in the stadium, I'd like to do that. And big one on my bucket list is just trying to find a way to, you know, do what we're doing, you know, squeeze in more time with the boys.
Joel Howley.
I want to win a Moomba. That would be awesome. I'm starting to get good at rollers and putting a lot of work into winning a Moomba one day, and I do have the home ground advantage. There's no excuses down there, so yeah, it would be nice to put it along the line and win a Moomba one day.
Chris Parrish.
I want to go to Italy again, but I want to go, it's not Rome, what's the most, one of the most beautiful places, is it Venice?
I want to go to Venice.
I want to take my wife to Venice, Italy, and I want to go skydiving.
All right. Actually, a few people want to go skydiving, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I can believe that. That's pretty cool.
Thibaut Daniel.
Whoa. I would say a good surf trip with all my buddies.
Okay.
A good surf trip with all the boys to Indonesia, all my good mates. Yeah.
Ryan Dodd.
Well, the good thing is I've never started a bucket list, but it sounds fun. So, again, I'm going to have to take like a long time to work on a bucket list. I kind of had a few things in mind, such as just always trying to figure out how to be a better athlete, and I'm still trying to figure that out. So that's definitely in the forefront. you know, I'd love to, you know, performance wise, I just know I can jump farther. So I want to, you know, I want to jump farther, and I want it to feel easier and hurt less. Cause like, I was actually talking about it today, like the biggest jumps almost hurt the most. So, and it might be on my bucket list to like go farther than I ever have with ease and it not hurt. As an athlete within, you know, competitive wise, you know, I don't know if there's any bucket. I've never really thought of it that way. I mean, I always wanted to be a world champion, and that was like kind of my driving factor and world record. And outside of, you know, I just want to keep getting better performance wise. Bucket list, like, I really just want to be a better surfer, and I'm terrible. So I'd like to take some time to work on that. There we go. But yeah, it's like I've kind of been fairly sole one path focused on kind of getting to the point where I could give myself the best shot to be the athlete that I am now. And then, you know, I want to, you know, utilize it and, you know, be a great father and keep trying to get better and find ways to evolve this sport a bit and enjoy it and maybe be a little less serious while doing it would be kind of neat.
So no summer holidays to San Martin, no scuba diving, no skydiving or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, outside of like my little ski world, I mean, I've always made a point to do that stuff. Like when you said, hey, how's your off season? Like this year is weird where you haven't traveled much, but like normally on the back end, you know, last year, the day after the World Championships, you know, I was in Bali surfing in 10-foot waves, like nearly drowning. Like the last 5 years, either with friends or my wife, we go straight from, you know, some of the biggest competitive moments to enjoying ourselves. And I've always made sure to do that. And I've spent time snow skiing and playing hockey and surfing and traveling and on cruises. And, you know, I'm not just in and out. Like most of the athletes show up to an event and they go home and they don't see anything. And then their career's over and the world, where are they at in the world? And I've always tried to pay attention to, you know, outside of myself as an athlete. I'd say it almost helps me focus more when, you know, when I do lock in, you know. So I don't know, like, it's bucket list stuff. I went to Iceland on a layover and I loved it. I'd like to go back. I'd like to spend a lot of time at a perfect surf break and get a lot better.
Elizabeth Montavon.
There's a lot of countries I want to travel to for sure. But, you know, specifically, actually, my family comes from a village called Montauban in Switzerland. So I think it was during the French Revolution, my dad's side of the family decided it was a good time to get out of France, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And so they moved to this valley between France and Switzerland, and they kind of created this little farming community. And it's a village that still exists, and it's called Montauban. And I would absolutely love to visit that and learn about my history and the people I come from.
Certainly some great and thought-provoking responses from the pro skiers, and plenty to reflect upon as we enter 2021, hopefully with a little less craziness compared to the year before. Thank you once again for listening. More podcasts are being produced as we speak, but if you want to reach out to me in the meantime, then why not drop me an email at podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. That is podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. This is Tony Lightfoot saying ciao for now, and I'll be back soon for the latest edition of the TWBC podcast.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.